A federal judge in Buffalo decides today whether to grant bail to six young men accused of training with Al-Qaeda. The men are all Yemeni Americans raised in the Buffalo suburb of Lackawanna. Their arrests have thrown an unwelcome spotlight on the community there. Many Yemeni Americans say they're frustrated at having to defend their religion and culture. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports from Lackawanna.
It's past 8 in the morning in the Ahmed household, and the school van still hasn't come.
Hussein? I'm wondering if he's forgotten you.
Kathy Ahmed rushes to ask a friend to drive her son to school. She's already late getting herself to her job. At this moment, you could say 31-year-old Ahmed is wearing what she calls her American hat.
Work. Running around, soccer mom, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, you know, that kind of a thing.
But Ahmed, or Ahmed, as she's Americanized her name, is rushing around in a long, deep navy overcoat and headscarf, part of her effort to maintain her religion, Islam, and her ancestral Yemeni culture. When she must, Ahmed says she interrupts her busy American life to put on her Yemen hat, something she describes as embodying family, food, and hanging out with the ladies.
Whenever someone's having a baby, if there's a wedding, if there's, you know, a death, I mean, we're always there. It's like my mother will call, okay, so-and-so this or so-and-so that, get your bag, let's go. And that's just the way it is. It's very, very tight-knit.
It's this balance of both cultures, which Ahmed says makes life in Lackawanna so attractive. As the overall population of this Rust Belt region has fallen sharply, the Yemeni-American community has grown. Families are larger, children do not move away, and more people from Yemen continuously move here to marry the locals. Kathy Ahmed's sister met her groom on a family trip back to Yemen. In the wedding video, the two cultures meld. The happy couple are in poofy white dress and black tux, as a circle of women surround them in a traditional Arab dance. Yet even as Ahmed celebrates her dual culture, she says she feels her religion and her Yemeni community are on trial. Along Lackawanna's church-lined main street, one Yemeni-American shopkeeper also feels forced to defend herself. She won't give her name, but asks, when John Walker Lind was arrested with the Taliban, why didn't anyone report about his ancestry? Or about that of, say, Timothy McVeigh? All Americans are immigrants, she says. It's not fair to make us seem separate. Khalid Qazi of the local American Muslim Council makes the same point with a different example.
There have been a lot of Christians. There have been a lot of Jews who have done terrible things to this country. Terrible things to this country. But never ever has Christianity or Judaism brought into question. And rightly so. It shouldn't be.
A bunch of Jews!
At a popular coffee shop in downtown Buffalo, columnist Don Esmond of the Buffalo News believes most people have reacted to the arrests with tolerance. He thinks the credit goes in part to a greater awareness of Islam and Arab Americans since 9/11.
There was a little bit of stuff in the media about that again of, you know, let's not lump everybody together and so on and so forth. But it got kind of tired because people were like, hey, look, you know, we know this, we've heard this. If you've got more than 3 brain cells, you understand this. We really don't need to revisit that much. At least most people don't.
The disconnect between the two perceptions is clear. Outside Lackawanna's mosque, where one young boy bounces a soccer ball, word has gone round that no one should speak to the media. Residents have held meetings to complain they've been misrepresented and to designate official spokesmen. But one 30-year-old with blue-tinted glasses can't resist. He won't give his name, so we'll call him Hisham.
I don't know what goes on overseas. I don't know what goes on in Iraq. I don't know what goes on in Yemen. I don't know what goes on in Palestine. I mean, I'm an American citizen. I was born and raised here. I mean, my father served the United States Army. You know, do people know that? Is that perception brought out? No, they see the color of my skin and my name and automatically assume, which is sad.
Hisham knows all 6 arrested men and believes they too are the victims of wrong assumptions. He admits he's curious why they would travel to an Afghani terror camp, but like many here, he insists they could have had no bad intentions. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Lackawanna.